Praise his name. Let's stand together. Bow our heads as we open the service. Glorious Heavenly Father, oh God, what a day. Lord, what a day to serve you. We love you, Father. Thank you that you placed a desire in our hearts that we may serve you, Lord. Lord, that every day we wake up, Lord, one day closer to going home. Lord, with a greater anticipation. Lord Jesus, speak to us tonight. Lord, as your word comes forth, may our hearts be open and receptive. Lord, reveal it to us. And Lord, it may become life in us, Lord Jesus. Have your way now. Bless the few songs you've laid on my heart. Lord, may your will be done in everything that's said tonight. We ask this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his holy name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would, in our capstone books. I think it is like the page 54. Victory. Love to have victory, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, what a thought. Jesus full salvation brought. Victory, victory. Let the powers of sin assail. Heaven's grace can never fail. Victory, victory. Oh, victory, yes, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all and all to be.
Page 86, same book there. He set me free. So thankful. Once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, oh, he set me free. Hallelujah. Oh, he set me free, yes. Broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Oh, now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, oh glory, hallelujah. Oh, he set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God, he set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. None of the world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying to
glory.
Oh, hallelujah. Going through, oh, he set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, sing it again. He set me free, saints. I didn't earn it and deserve it. He just reached down and, for whatever reason, all saw me before moon or star. Hallelujah. Page one in their little pamphlets there. Keep coming back to the well of grace. Hallelujah. Blessed is the fountain in a barren land. Satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well.
Sing it again.
Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whatever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. How its joy overflows, no tongue can tell. I thank God, oh, I do, hallelujah. Oh, I keep going back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, I keep going back to the well. Amen. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Amen. I keep coming back to the well. Oh, you think maybe sometimes you get kind of slow for when you think you're doing it all. You forget when the trials and tests come. Oh, I keep going back to the well of grace. He's always there for me, saints. So thankful. Brother Hamilton, would you come up? Praise is the Lord. That's the blessing, if you will.
Lord, your will be done in everything we do. We give you all praise, the Lord, for bless us all. Thank you for being with you. Jesus Christ,
amen. Amen. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Oh, he's my mother, my sister, my brother, he's everything to me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I may have something on your heart you'd like to take before him. Brother Josh, would you take requests?
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a blessing it is, Lord, to be gathered here once more this evening.
Yes.
Lord, not only be able to gather, but Lord, a desire in our hearts, Lord, together.
Yes.
Lord, we just appreciate everything you've done for us and all the blessings, Lord, you've freely given us. Lord, we're just so thankful for thy Holy Spirit, Lord, protects and guides. And Lord, we gather tonight, Lord, each having a need upon our heart, by the praise of our hands. Lord, maybe a loved one they have on their hearts, or know that they need you, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you will take control of every situation, Lord, in each one's lives. And Lord, heal their bodies, heal their minds, give them rest, whatever you see fit for them. Lord, we ask it in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. We got a song for that, Karen. Ask if you come.
Raise upon my lips,
raise you with my lips.
It's all I see with my eyes. Every breath my body breathes.
Every breath I breathe.
Be my pillow when I sleep.
When I go to sleep.
From my head down to my From my head down to my feet, the Word of God is all I ever want to see.
Amen. Let that be ever desired.
Yes.
Let's all stand, if you will. Single course only believes that's your music.
Only believe.
Happy to be here this evening.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We are the Word made manifest tonight, yes, by forsaking not the assembling of ourselves,
amen,
together. Amen. How we should every day look for that to be the fulfillment of our life,
yes,
is what scripture am I fulfilling today?
Yes.
Amen. With a Word made manifest,
amen,
in us. Let's bow our heads if you would. Precious Lord, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us. And Lord, for the desire to be here, for the health and the strength to be here tonight. And Lord, we just humbly ask that as we open up pages of your word, and we'll just exhort a very simple words back to our remembrance, Lord, that you would take it and stir our hearts, Lord, and to keep us pressing and to keep us pushing, Lord, for the goal is in, the end is in sight. And Lord, we want to be a people that are looking and loving the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just ask it all to your glory and to your honor. Now we commit ourselves unto you for service. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter and read a verse of scripture. Our pastor read this Sunday, but I'm going to just use it a little bit different direction this evening. But I thought it was just little things were coming to my heart, and you start getting quotes and you start getting, and you sometimes in our way of thinking of things, we look at things and sometimes it's like it doesn't quite fit. And then all of a sudden, it's just the Lord puts it together and then it's,
yes,
well, it's so much better. Amen. But just to refresh our minds and to think about this, but here in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and let's just read the 2nd and the 3rd verse. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. You know, I was thinking of this, and many times the prophet mentioned it in the many messages. Then Jesus came and called in many different places. But thinking about, he's always on time.
Mm-hmm.
He's never late. He's right in precision.
Yes.
And, you know, and our pastor mentioned this, when you think of this day is coming. God already knows the day that it's going to happen. He saw it in his mind. He knew, God knew when he was going to end and when those days would be shortened, that elect would be saved. And so, when you think of his great plan and how he set this in order, and how he preformed each one of us, predestinated us before there was a moon or a star, put in us what we would have need of to bring us to that maturity. Just like a corn of wheat or a piece of corn, a kernel of corn, you think about the life he put it in there.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter. In its due season, it'll reproduce itself exactly the way it was, because it's just the law of reproduction that he set in order. And how, as we see what he's done for us and what he's bringing us to, how we should make sure that we are always watching and looking. Because, as he said, this day is not going to overtake us as a thief. Not in darkness that the day should overtake you as a thief. We know it's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to preach our pastor's message. It'll come in time. But just think about some of the things our pastor has been saying through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit as he's preaching the word. Let it build in your hearts.
Yeah.
That it's God is drawing us to himself. Mm-hmm. He's the magnet. He's doing the pulling.
Amen.
And he's doing the revealing.
Hallelujah.
And each one of us, as it's coming, you know, there's many that trust they're going to be in a rapture. There's many that are hoping they're saved. There's many hoping, but they don't have no proof. They have no life bearing forth,
right,
showing no information or life coming back from this word that's been preached.
Yeah.
Let's turn over here to, let's go to Luke first. Let's go over to John. Let's go to the book of John, in the 11th chapter. Amen. Just a couple little examples to start with here. In John 11, and we'll just start about the first verse. Just catch the reality a little bit. And how, these were real people like you and I.
Yes.
And you've got to put yourself in their position and look at the simplicity. Mm-hmm. These disciples, they walked with Jesus. They talked with Jesus. But I want you to notice the situation here as it happened. But we'll begin at about the first verse of the 11th chapter. Now, of John. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now his disciples, when he received his news, his disciples heard him say this. So, and now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Oh my, you would have, you know, human nature to stop and think. The minute you hear, come. You know, and you think about this scripture and you look at the prophet many times. You can look even at Paul's ministry. And you'll see the same thing. People, they want it. Come, we need you. But the Holy Spirit still constrained each one of them at the due time and place. Mm-hmm. That God is right on time. There's a time for everything, and he's not going to get it out of line. It's going to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, when he heard that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And then after that, he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. And his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee. Goest thou thither again? And of course, knowing the lay of the land over there, Brother Branham explained it. He said he was in one place and he went farther away from where he needed to be going in this move. And Jesus answered and said, are there not 12 hours in a day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you think of all that these disciples at this time still had seen Jesus do up to this point, the works that they had seen made manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. He had to put it out for him. And he said, I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe, and nevertheless let us go unto him. Amen.
Yeah.
Just listen here at Thomas, you know, as his next words. He's seen all that God had done. And Jesus is telling him, he's dead, I'm going to go wake him up. And Thomas says, which is called Didymus unto his fellow disciples, let us go also that we may die with him. I want you to look at there wasn't no revelation in him. There wasn't no reality of what the Lord had even said to him. And sometimes that's how it is when God's word comes forth to us. We don't let the reality or pray for and cry out for that revelation to sink into our hearts to bring us to that place to believe what God is saying to us. Not just trusting, not just hoping. I believe Abraham wasn't just trusting he was going to have a son. When God spoke to him, he believed it. And his body and his actions declared he believed it. And it was evident for everyone to see. And that's the same way it is. If you believe there's fixing to be a rapture, your body and your actions and your emotions will declare you believe it's fixing to happen. And he's coming again for him. No, you, me. Amen. As individuals, we've got to see who he's coming for and realize this promise is to me. You're here tonight fulfilling scripture, forsaking not this assembly, but I'm here fulfilling that scripture tonight. You've got to see it that real. It's you that's being, this is being made alive and real too. But I just want you to think about that. But Jesus, he was not behind. All of that had to happen. That circumstance happened precisely the way God knew it would happen to bring the glory and the honor that it needed to be, that it could be written here today for our admonition. Every circumstance in life, he's in control. If you know he holds you in the palm of his hand, don't worry about the circumstance. Don't worry about the situation. Put it in his hands and say, Lord, give me the strength to endure and to be patient, Lord, till you move on my behalf. God will make a way where there is no way. He waited for the Hebrew children till the minute they stepped onto the brink of that fiery furnace before he ever moved. But he was there to fulfill his promise to them. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's always mindful and he's always right on time. Amen. Don't ever forget it. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's see here. Let's go over here to Luke and read this. Amen. In Luke 24, and just to catch a little bit of this. Amen. Just about the 12th verse of the 24th chapter of Luke. We'll drop on down to the 13th verse. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 3 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed together in reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And think about all that we have seen come to pass. Don't let it escape you from... You know, we may not have been there when God appeared on Brother Branham's shoulder. Yes. We may not have been there to hear the rushing wind pass through that room on a healing service night. Yes. But nevertheless, it's been made known unto us. Yes. And we believe that that was the acts of the Holy Spirit and God moving to fulfill his word.
Yes.
So just think of all we've seen and all we've heard and has been declared unto us.
Yes.
He says... And they talked together of all these things which had happened, and it came to pass while they communed together in reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass here in these days? And he said, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. They were declaring it back, exactly what he was, exactly what they had seen. But they just didn't have what it took to believe at this time. And the chief priest and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been him which should redeem Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done, right on time.
Yes.
He didn't miss a lick. Amen. Cool. Think about it. Amen. They were declaring the promise he told them, and he's there, right on time to fulfill his word and to do it. But I want you to notice we trust it. And that's where so many people in this message have come to. But we trusted Brother Branham was to be that prophet. He was that prophet. We trusted he was the prophet. We trusted he was the voice. We trusted that was the seventh angel's message. And now, because of lack of revelation and twisting and misunderstandings and misconstruing of God's precious word, many have begun to doubt.
Yeah.
Was that truly the seventh angel's message that was sounding forth? But there is a people that was predestinated.
Amen.
To believe.
Amen.
The same as Abraham believed.
Hallelujah.
He didn't doubt. He didn't stagger. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. And today, I believe that day that was spoke of in 1 Thessalonians is coming.
Amen.
Just the way God said it would be.
Hallelujah.
And it will be right on time.
Yes,
and you and I are not going to stop it. Someone will fulfill the scriptures that are written in this Bible.
Amen.
And somebody will be there to be caught away in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. It's up between you and God whether I'm going and you're going. But each one of us has got to see ourselves on the pages of that precious word. But oh my, God is so mindful. You look and see what's happening in the world. It's happening for a reason. It's signs of the time. He declared, he told us, as our pastor was reading Sunday, these things are going to be. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Look for it. Be aware. Be watchful. Just as these disciples, he told them before his death what was going to happen. He told them what was going to take place, why he was sent, what he was doing. But they were slow to believe all that the prophets had said to them. And oh, may we not be a people that's found being slow to believe all that's been spoken to us. Amen. This is in the message, we have seen his star and come to worship him. Paragraph 34, just what the prophet's saying here. And remember, this was all prearranged by God himself, this birth of his son. When it was to take place and how it was. And it was all prearranged by God himself. Did you notice? It had to be just at this time when this murderous king Herod, nothing but a murderer, killed all those little children, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, in Ramah, Rachel weeping for her children, and they were not. See, there had to be a murderous king to fulfill that prophecy that was spoke many hundreds of years beforehand. But when God speaks a word by his prophet, it has to come to pass if it's God's word. No matter how long it lingers, it'll still come to pass because it's a seed. And Jesus said that the word of God is a seed that a sower sowed, and so it must bear its fruit in its seasons. And now this murderous king had to be at that time to kill those children. And another thing we want to notice is just at that very time that he had to raise the taxes on the people, and in doing that, it forced Joseph and his wife and spouse of Mary to be forced back into Bethlehem.
Yes.
God knows how to do things. Amen.
Yes.
You just stop and look at your own life, where you've been and how you might be here tonight. God knows how to force things to move us to where we need to be at the right time and place. And he does it on right on time with his great plan. Amen. Sometimes we think we did this. Maybe I made this decision. If you were predestinated before this world in a seed of God, he predestinated your footsteps before this world began.
Amen.
You're just acting out your part.
Hallelujah.
Glory. God knows how to do things. He'll even make the works of the enemies praise him. When we think sometimes it's we've got to do this and do that to make the clock tick just right, God's timepiece is ticking perfectly. And Jesus will be here right on time. He won't be 1 second behind, and everything will happen just exactly the way God said it would. So whether we do it or whether we do not do it, it will be here just the same, because God has spoken it, and it will be so.
Yeah.
So just remember that. It's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
and you can't push it off by being slowful. If you get slowful, you weren't in it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember, if it ain't burning in your heart and pressing, I'd be really concerned, because God's timepiece is ticking,
yes.
and his word has declared what's going to take place.
Oh,
we
yeah.
see it all around us, and nobody's... Anybody with eyes can see the corruption, the turmoil, all that has taken place in this land
yes.
that was told to us when by a prophet
mm-hmm.
how many years ago.
Yes.
It is taking place. How much closer are we? Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't a matter, even in the scriptures, it told that there was going to be a virgin that was going to conceive. Didn't say when.
Mm-hmm.
But every one of them Jews believed that was going to happen. And they didn't care how long. They were still looking for it.
Yes, they were.
Because they knew that had to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And those that had their eyes opened at that time and was watching for it, they seen it when it took place.
Hallelujah.
For that predestinated few that was ordained to life. Amen. Here in this day is this scripture fulfilled. Paragraph 127, 128. He says, Luther was right on time. Wesley was right on time. Pentecost was right on time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing out of order. Now I ask you to consider the age and the time we now live in with the promised word for today. If back in other ages men could say this day, this scripture, this day, this scripture, then what about the scripture for this day? What's promised for this day? Where are we standing and what hour are we living? When the clocks is beating and the scientific clock 3 minutes before midnight, the world has got the jitters, the church is in the bed of corruption, there's nobody knows where they're standing, what time of day is it? What about the scripture for this day and the conditions of the church, or the conditions of the church today?
Yeah.
So stop and think about these signs as we look and we see everything. All you take it all into consideration. God's word has painted such a picture for us.
Mm-hmm.
We can see the shape the world's in. We see the shape the churches are getting into.
Mm-hmm.
We see them sliding. We see a falling away taking place.
Yeah.
We see all of this happening all at the same time.
Yeah.
And oh my, how it ought to awaken the heart of that little bride to realize all things will be fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This is in the message, Modern Events Made Clear by Prophecy. And what a fitting, the more you think about it, what a fitting message and a title as he was winding down in his ministry. This was preached December 6, 1965. Paragraph 17. He says he had read that scripture where the disciples said they had trusted that it be that he would be. And he says, now I'd like to take this events made clear by prophecy. And it's always been God's unchanging God's way to let his people foreknow before certain events happen. And if the people in the days of the Lord Jesus would have only sought God and knowed what was just about to take place, they would have not have condemned Jesus to the death. But the reason it was because the scriptures had to be fulfilled, because the Jews had to be blinded. We are aware of that. Do you realize that that's promised again in this very age that we're living? The Laodicean church age, the seventh church age that we're in now, is naked, miserable, and blind and don't know it. The same as he blinded them back there for the purpose of getting his message through to the elected people, he promised to do the same thing today. And if I'd say this through respects to all my brethren and sisters in Christ, one of these days somebody's going to say, isn't it written that these things could happen first? You'll remember our pastor mentioning this. And it'll be the same way it was then. Verily I say unto you, he's already come. And they had did what they listed to him. And when they asked him and said, why the scribes say and the scriptures say that Elias must first come. And then they said this to Jesus. And he said, he's already come and you didn't know him. See? And that's perhaps the way it'll end up again. And oh my, how we want to make sure that we are taking heed to the words that are being spoke to us by the renewing of our minds by the Holy Spirit. To realize, to make sure that we're a portion of that people that's not in darkness.
Amen.
You know, we can sit right here and be in darkness and not truly see the reality of what God's doing around us.
Mm-hmm.
If we turn our blind eye to it, let Satan cloud up our thinking and put it off. And, oh, it's not yet. It's this, it's that, it's over there.
Yes.
Don't do that. So many voices today. Well, this has got to happen. Our pastor's been trying to show us that. The voices of today are ringing that out. Oh, this is, we still got time. This has got to take place. That's going to happen. We're going to have this great big thing over here. And we're going to do this thing over there. Be watchful, mindful. We don't know what God will do and when he'll do it exactly.
Yes.
But we do know if we're watching and in tune with the Holy Spirit, whatever takes place, if my name was written in here, I'll be right where I need to be at the time and place it happens.
Hallelujah.
I won't be left out. Amen.
Amen.
Glory. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. We'll finish up here. Amen. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. This was February 19th, 1965. And if you, this is one of those messages, if you haven't listened to the full end of this after the prophet got done preaching, you should. And listen at the anointing on him as he was crying this out to the people.
Yes.
But paragraph 249, he was talking about the woman that had touched the hem of his garment. And we'll start about paragraph 249. He said, that was Jesus yesterday. That's him today. You believe that? He says, I don't know you, but God does. You've got pains in your side that's bothering you. That's right. You're sitting there praying about it. Am I a stranger to you? We're a stranger one to another. Stand up if it is. I don't know you. It's this man right here on the corner. This young fella. You've got a bad throat. That's right. You're praying about that. You're all nervous about something. And you're going to have to leave the meeting because you're a minister. And you've got some engagements you've got to take care of. That's right. You believe God knows who you are, Reverend Mr. Smith. Now can you go? Now you can go and be healed. Jesus Christ made you whole. Go on to your meeting. Your throat won't bother you. Who did he touch? He says. And you just need to hear the emphasis as he is speaking this. There is a man sitting right back here, as our pastor mentioned this Sunday, but just keep it fresh. There is a man sitting right back here. He is suffering. He's got a tumor on his left lung. He isn't from here. You have been a mine worker. That's right. And I'm a total stranger to you. If that's right, shake your hand. The tumor is in your left lung. You're up for an operation right away. That's right. You're not from here. You're from out of town. You're from Virginia. That's right. You believe God knows who you are, Mr. Mitchell? That's right. Go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Ask the man. Never seen him in my life. He was sitting there praying. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. He said that would return before the coming of the Lord. Think about it. Here is a lady sitting right back here behind me twice in a row in this message. Behind me, as Sarah was in the tent, she is praying for her daughter. Stand up. The daughter is not here. She is away. The daughter, and you're the same as it was when this woman came to Jesus who had a woman that was variously vexed with a devil. The woman, a girl, is a demon-possessed. She is not here. She is from you. You're from North Carolina. You believe that, and that's the truth, isn't it, Mrs. Orders? You can go home. And if you'll believe with all your heart, you'll find your daughter, like found when Jesus Christ, in days gone by, said it was healed. Look at the types. As he's under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, each thing that's happening, you look at the type right back into the Scriptures precisely.
Amen.
God's right on time, and he don't leave nothing to the human imagination. If you'll look at God's word and compare scripture to the scripture, you'll see it precise. This day, this scripture, the sign of Sodom, the sign of the supersede, the sign of the natural church, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your midst. Do you believe it? Will you accept him right now as your Savior, your healer? Stand up to your feet, every one of you, and say, I accept my healing. I accept him as my Savior. I accept him as my King. Each one of you, stand to your feet. This day, listen, friends, he read the scripture and handed the Bible back to the priest and said all eyes of the people were fastened upon him. And he looked upon them and said, this day is this scripture fulfilled. I've read the scripture with a dozen or more evidence that we're living in the last day. This, the generation that will see Jesus Christ return to the earth. And I say to you tonight again, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight. You in Tucson, you in California, you in New York, on the telephone hookups, and we could say here in Logan, Ohio tonight, this day is this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Yes.
Let us be glad and make merry, for the marriage of the Lamb is at hand,
and
his bride has made herself ready.
Yes.
God's word has went forth. The preparations has rang out. The reality of all God's word, think about it. Jesus walked with those disciples. He was telling them all along what was going to happen. He was going to have to give his life. But he spilled it forth to them. The scriptures had foretold.
Yes.
But yet they were slow to believe. Don't let us be slow to believe, but let us cry out, Lord, this day these scriptures are being fulfilled before our eyes. We see the world's condition. We see the church's condition. We see all that's taking place. Don't let me slow down, but Lord, let me be one tonight that can stand up and say, Lord, let me accept what you've given me, what you've done for me, and Lord, make it real to me. That I wouldn't be like everybody else in this world that's just blindly going along, but Lord, make it real that I would know that you're coming again and you're coming after me. Oh my, that's the reality, that's the assurance. They will know. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see here. I got little scripture. I think it's, I believe I left it back there at the bench. Let me see. I was just thinking of Jesus as he was speaking. If I can find it here real quick. So this was, just think of our Lord as, you know, the prophet said Jesus knew who he was. He knew his purpose. He knew why he was sent. His sole focus in life, that was his goal, was to be about the Father's business and to finish the work that was set before him. But as he's speaking here, think about this. He was speaking to the disciples. This is in John, the 7th chapter. And we'll just pick up about the 21st verse. And then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, Amen. Ye both know me, and you know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Amen. Think about a statement when he could stand there and declare plainly. He discerned their thoughts is what they were saying. And then the Holy Spirit speaking back saying, but I know him. And oh my, I am from him, and he hath sent me. What a place to stand today to know that it don't matter what voices are raising up around. It don't matter who's saying what. God's word has went forth and plainly declared what that little bride's going to be, how she's going to act, how she'll be ready, and what she's going to be, and she'll just be waiting in love. And there's a people getting to that place. They're going to be waiting in love. All over this earth, that little bride is getting ready. Amen. And it's going to happen. And you might say, oh, it's going to be a long time. I don't know how long it'll be. But I know this one thing. Brother Branham said he was going to live every day as if it was going to be tomorrow. Yes. And that's the way I want my life to be lived. Yes. Amen. Because it might be I drop that last potato in the ground. Mm-hmm. And we're headed home. Amen. Amen. You never know. But be ye watchful.
Yes.
For all the time is drawing near. Amen. Amen. I pray you can take a little something from it tonight. Amen. Amen. Just a little exhortation to stir your hearts and to remind God is always on time.
Amen.
In every situation. Sometimes we have to be patient. You know, as I mentioned last Thursday night, Paul and Silas, their circumstances at the time looked terrible. In the moving and doing for the Lord Jesus Christ and wound up in a prison, beaten and laying on a jail cell. But God had a purpose for them being there. For one elected soul, or however many of us of that whole household at that time, it was their time and their season, and God forced the situation on their behalf that would happen. Think about what God, he will move mountains to make it happen, whatever is needed for you and I. Amen. There's nothing too big for God. Hallelujah. Oh, and I want to make him as big as he is. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. I'd like to sing that little chorus again. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Amen. Aren't you thankful for what he's given us? Amen. It's not free from this world, free from the cares, free from the burdens. You see people that are unhappy. They can't smile. It's always something is wrong. Something's just, the day is terrible. It kind of makes you think of Thomas. Well, let us all go so we can all die. That's the people's approach to life. But the Christian walk shouldn't be that. It should be joy and love and peace. I'm in his care. No matter what comes, what goes, I know he holds tomorrow. Amen. Let's sing it as our pastor comes. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Sing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, I'm shouting victory.
I'm on my way to heaven. I'm shouting victory, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free, hallelujah. Ain't that good to know? Amen. Couldn't help but to read this again after he mentioned so many things about, you know, the prophet being sent this day, and then thinking about how he was under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and God revealed to him through visions, somebody behind him, and telling them exactly what was wrong and what their name was and all that. Give us all those examples. And as it says, and again, Malachi 4, we spoke on Sunday, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. We know that'll come after the little bride's gone. Oh, my. And then to think, right before that again, for behold, the day cometh, that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Do we realize how close that is? That even, Brother Branham said, even the oceans would burn. Think of that. I mean, this earth is going to burn off and be so clean, but we will be leaving before that. That is just so good to know and have that assurance of that promise. At least to me it is. I don't want to be around for that. I don't want to see that. Don't even want to see that tribulation period. But many will go through it, millions and millions. But by God's grace, you, I, as we stand before God as individuals, by grace we know we won't go through it. And the only assurance we have that is, again, that token is on display. That is the only way. There is no other assurance. The rest of it is hope and wishing and trying and trusting, as Brother Timothy spoke about. But the only assurance we have is by that token. Oh, what a glorious time to live in. Amen. Especially when you know by God's grace, he has chosen you, he's revealed his word to you, filled you with the Holy Spirit, and living in your life. I think that's just beautiful. Amen. And I just want to sing this little chorus before we leave tonight. It's just been on my heart. Because he lives. It's on page 266. If you want to turn, and we'll sing the verses too, but let's go ahead and start the chorus there.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.
Oh, I love this.
All fear is gone.
Because I know he holds the future.
living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll find my child. No more with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and then I'll know he reigns because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. Oh, thank you, Lord. All fear is gone because I know he holds the future. Oh, thank you, Lord.
And
his word because he lives.
Amen. So don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about all the things that goes on. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow, regardless of what it is. All fear is gone. Don't have to worry about not being in the rapture. All fear is gone. Amen. By his grace, I know we'll be there at the right time. Oh, thank God for his love and his mercy. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's just been so wonderful to be here again this evening to gather around your precious word, Lord, and we've had the opportunity to worship you and to praise you and glorify your name. And then, Lord, we sit here with the word of God and been able to take these words and let them soak into our hearts. And Father, really think about it and dwell on it and meditate and then just open up the heart, Lord. Oh God, and just let it come down deep inside. Knowing as we receive these precious things, we become it, Lord. And the more we hear about this rapture, Lord, and Father, the more it's revealed to us. Oh, God, you're going to see a people preparing just like you said they would be. Lord, as Abraham had the word of God revealed to him, he'd have that son. He immediately went to work, Lord, and was showing everybody that he believed it, what you revealed to him. Lord, he began to buy, the prophet often mentioned about the clothing, the bird's eyes, booties, Lord, and the Lord got prepared. And Father, because he believed it, he had something revealed to him. And so it is with us, Lord. If this is truly being revealed to us, people's going to see we're getting ready to leave this world. Lord, though, they may wonder, why is they acting so strange? Why ain't they interested in this anymore? And why don't they want to be doing this like everybody else? But Father, their whole heart, their whole affection is centered on things above and not on things of this earth. Father, we are so thankful for that. And we just pray that you'll continue to come in our lives and Lord, reveal your word. And again, Father, I ask that if there's anybody here, Lord, or anybody under the sound of my voice, listen, Father, that is not filled with the Holy Ghost. They hadn't had that real genuine experience, Father. Not just come to sanctification, where they've cleaned up their lives, calling themselves Christians, and trying to dress halfway that way. But, Father, they've come to that full experience of receiving that new birth. Lord, they've really had a genuine soul change. So we ask that you would bless us, Lord, and meet that need in our lives. For you're the one, Lord, that can look down even now. And look in every man and woman and young person's heart and know whether you failed them or not. And Father, whether we stand here or sit here tonight and or maybe sit and listen wherever we're at and just be trying to convince ourselves, oh, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian. And as our brother mentioned, and I trust God, I trust that I know the prophet was sent, and I believe these things. But Father, it's got to go so much further beyond that.
Lord, that's so much like the little baby steps, Lord, that many people are in. But Father, we need to become men and women of God in Christ and be filled with the Spirit of God and walk in the Spirit of God. And that every man and woman passing by can see it. Lord, they know that person's got something. They may not be able to understand it. But Lord, they know they have something that's real and something that's genuine. Oh God, that brings their body under subjection to the Word of God. Father, that's what we want. That's what we want to see here in this little place, Lord. A people filled with the Holy Ghost and walking in the truth in every step of life. So we ask that you again bless us as we part from here. Just bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. Because, Father, we truly understand that now. Lord, you can come anytime. And, Lord, don't let us never have in our minds, well, this has got to happen, that's got to happen, this, that, and the other. Lord, things can happen so quickly. So, if Lord, just help us to be ready and have our hearts open and loving the appearing of the Lord. Grant that into our hearts is our prayer. We ask it through the lovely, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Oh, can we sing one more little chorus just in honor to him? I love him. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Oh, we ought to love him with all our heart. We're always blessed us with. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Amen. Take out worship with you. Give your whole heart to him.